via remote. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ethiopia's prime minister said early Thursday the military is set to begin the final phase of their offensive in northern Tigray region. The announcement comes after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigray leaders to surrender expired. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and displaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region had already alarmed diplomats around the world who had mostly, unanimously, I should say, urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, again in his words, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and the death toll has now topped 261,000, more than any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is